and then you watched them and you be less than they had prodded you to become. And that's why they feel so essential to your experience. That's why it feels like you need to get to the bottom. That's why you call it an issue. You need to get to the bottom of this and you need to figure it out. And we say, it's because you're all in this together. And when you have an expanded experience, you got to go with it or you don't feel good.
My question is, how can I have a better relationship with my inner being?
Well, that's the thing that we want to talk about all day, every day. In fact, that's the only relationship that we think is important to you to have. And the answer to the question, how can I have a better relationship with my inner being, is very simple. Want to feel good and insist that you do. Because your inner being feels good. A way to say that is, I want to see this through the eyes of Source. I want to see you the way my inner being sees you. That's the best way to establish a relationship with your inner being. Try to see the world as your inner being sees it. And the hardest thing to start with is yourself, because your inner being adores you, and when you don't like you, you cause a separation. Your inner being likes that rascal that you don't like. That's so annoying to Esther. Abraham, please tell me you don't like that person. Please tell me. The injustice is so severe. Won't you just give me one little thing? Won't you agree that that was a horrible thing that that person did? And we say, don't go there. If you go there, you're out there on the raw and ragged edge by yourself, you see. You want to see the world through the eyes of Source. That's how you establish a relationship with your inner being. Try to see as your inner being sees.
I know my inner being thinks I'm always appropriate, but sometimes I don't feel like I'm appropriate.
Well, that would make you wrong. Which is even more upstream, isn't it? And that's the problem. That's what's at the heart of this question. I want to feel like my inner being feels, but I can't. And we say, well, then just try to get a little closer, because we think you're holding yourself to such high standards. And then when you don't accomplish it, then you just have the backlash of turning more upstream. So just feel as good as you can feel. You know how you would try to soothe a child, or you would try to soothe anyone who was not feeling good? Try to soothe yourself into feeling better. You cannot demand yourself into alignment, and you cannot condemn yourself or anyone else into alignment. You can only love yourself into alignment. And that's what your inner being is doing, saying, come on, come this way. So under what circumstance do you not love yourself as your inner being does? What kinds of things are so inappropriate that you stop loving yourself even though your inner being does not?
Well, just everyday things. I mean, I don't feel as good as I should or want myself to feel.
So this morning, last night, Esther filled out the breakfast card and hung it on the door. And checked the time for breakfast. And mornings are very precise on days like this, because she wants to meditate and she wants to ready herself and she wants to have breakfast with Jerry and on. There's a list of things she wants to do. So she put the card out and then she sets her alarm so that it will be plenty of time that she can get ready to greet the person who's bringing the breakfast. And she always opens the door and takes the do not disturb sign off the door. And when she reached for the do not disturb sign, the breakfast card was still on the door. Which means no one picked it up, which means no one was working on breakfast, which meant breakfast was not on the way, which meant the morning was going to be different than she had planned. So in that moment, so the first thing she did was go to the telephone to call to let them know that they need to get breakfast underway. So she explained to a very friendly person on the phone, no one picked up our breakfast card. And he explained in a defensive manner, that's not my fault. Call the front desk. And Esther said, but you are the man with the oatmeal, right? And so at this point, it's neither here nor there who didn't pick the card up or any of that. What can I do about getting some oatmeal pretty fast? Well, then he clicked into a whole new place. Oh, now I see what's going on. You want breakfast. You don't want to beat up on me for the card not being